Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus Christ. Of course, I'm joined in here
in the command center of the war room by Teacher Shane. And we got a guest listening in to see the behind-the-scenes operations of a command center. Brother Zach Dow, my brother from another mother, is here. All right, so what do we got going on today? Well, we got cowardness propaganda. Cowardness propaganda. I want everybody to listen to me, give you undivided attention, okay? Cowardness propaganda is information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular religious, and I'm going to throw this word in there, nefarious point of view. Now, that doesn't mean that it's right. It's just that that's just the type of information that's going on out there. So we live in a world today where people are continuing to traffic lies and use smears and innuendos, but they simply cannot debate the issues face-to-face. How am I doing, Brother Zach? Yeah, all right? So the naysayers out there, the people who love hiding behind this internet right here, the problem that seems to be systemic running all the way across the board is that they cannot challenge the substance of the argument that I'm making. And when you cannot challenge the substance of the argument I'm making, then they have to resort to lying smear campaigns. As old brother Michael Israel say, throwing rocks and hiding their hands. So, what does that leave us in the grand scheme of things? Well, it leaves us at gridlock. Gridlock because the cowards won't come from behind the the camera. Or what they call this thing right here, the computer camera?
Webcam.
Webcam. They won't come from behind the webcam. I said to my child early, as we were going over some of my history as a little boy growing up all the way up to adulthood, and I said, one thing I've learned over the years is that social media, webcams, internet, it gives people a boldness like I've never seen before in my life. But one thing that has always rang true, I have never, ever, ever seen, this is 100% of the time, I have never, ever, ever saw those people who were so bold behind webcams, Facebook, YouTube. When you meet them personally, it's like the whole character, attitude, and everything changes face to face. What is that?
Hypocrite.
But I did promise them this. I said, well, the way you see me behind this camera, I'm the same exact way in person. So what are we dealing with today? What's trending? I'm going to tell you what's trending. The lack of respect.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. So you cannot get respect when you're standing for lies. But today, I mean, think about this for a second. I believe it was Elder Rufus that brought it up to me. And there was one more other person brought it to me. They said, if you notice, straightway don't go out there looking for people to verbally attack and pick argument. You know, we just don't do that.
So true.
We're too busy.
Yes.
Too busy for that stuff. But, man, like I said, I come back in country and notice I had like five or six more brand new enemies.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Every week, dead season is in full effect. Then I noticed that there's more and more people piling on every week. Now, let me ask y'all a question. How is it that we are living in the backwoods of Tennessee, where snaggletooth people live and big fat women roam? We're about 4 miles from the border. We're about 4 miles from the border of Kentucky.
Between the echoes.
I'm telling you. No, we out here that you could go out here right now and holler, and you could hear your voice come back to you three different ways. Right now you could. Deer hunting. Bro's got a buck the other day. Most of you people wouldn't know what that is. If I say buck, you think I'm talking about a dollar. He's gonna be on the alley. I think this buck had like 10 points on it, man. 10 pointers on it, yeah. And of course, that's a lot of venison for us. As we say over and over again, a country boy can't survive. But before I left here, there was a damn thing went on. You weren't here. You missed this one. All right. So we had some bulls over here in this field over here, right? And we got them fenced in. And all of a sudden, I go out front door and I'm asking, what is all that ruckus going on out there? You know what I mean? What the hell is going on? The people over here got this farm over here. They had this big old bull. Wanted to fight our bull, Jacob. He actually was at the edge. He jumped over the barbed wire fence. And he was down almost in the creek on the ledge. Him and Jacob snorting at each other. And you know no barbed wire fence ain't going to hold no bull in. You know that, man. We ain't got nothing to hold him in. He can run through his house if he wanted to.
Yes.
They said, what are you going to do? I said, one thing I got to do is get that damn bull away from Jacob. So I went out there with my little trusty little pistol and just shot at the ground by him. And he took off, came to the top of the hill, looked over at me, snorting. I shot again, bah, 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 bah. Scared him off, he went away. That was good, because him and Jacob both were stirred up. And you know what happens when two bulls get stirred up.
Mm-hmm.
It gets ugly real fast. You don't know where it's going to go. They could go. I'm telling you, you don't know where. They could have ran through the house over there. Tan up everything. That's bulls. We don't have bulls. We have, like that, y'all seen that Barbie doll I posted on Patreon? Y'all didn't see that, did you? I'm going to let y'all see this for a second, man. Because, you know, if you don't see it, you won't know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? So if I show it to you, first of all, you're going to, it ain't going to surprise you because, you know, don't nothing surprise us nowadays. All right? Y'all come over and check this out, man. It's taking its time pulling up here. Look at this mess. Where'd it go? Look at that thing. You see that? That is what they're promoting out there in the world as norm for children. So I said, saints, they're coming for your children. One thing y'all know, don't buy no dolls for your children. You think you buying a little doll for your girl, and there's a little doll that's all dressed up in the Barbie pack and everything, right? The next thing you know, she gets in her room, and she's playing with this doll and stuff, and the parents don't even know what the hell is going on. Huh? And then they go to their little preschool or whatever, trying to figure out, they look down, ain't nothing there, and they go, what's going on here? And see, this is how Satan creeps in and bring in the perversion.
Confusion.
You know, I remember, you was there when you had seen me, you two, endure all the indignities,
mm-hmm.
the insults,
mm-hmm.
the disparaging comments.
Yes.
You understand what I mean?
Yes.
They call us every name under the sun,
yes.
Fanatic, crackpots, kooks, cults. You know, this was over 20-something years ago. You follow me? And we were that because we chose to do what that Bible said, which was get some land and live set apart.
Yes.
And boy, I tell you what, we almost seem prophetic now.
Mm-hmm.
So glad we did.
Yes.
Because look at the way that this world has gone. Huh? Because if you notice, you've got people out here. What's going on today with all these naysayers kind of reminds you of the way that the corporate media operates today. Am I making sense?
They've learned from the world.
Wouldn't it be nice if the R. Kelly's, what is his name, Elder Bamboo in California?
Yeah, that's close enough.
Well, what's that mistress, not woman, that seemed to be like she's so humble?
Gina.
Gina.
Yeah.
Madam Mary.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice if these people were tough on liars like Kanye West? These preachers that support the LGBTQUABCD.
God, Barnum.
I mean, all this other junk is out there. You mean to tell me there's enough hell going on in this world? Why you want to come over here and mess with this bull over here in his field? Huh? I'm going to tell you what's happening. Because these people are satanically charged, see, what's really going on is because straightway, all the way across the board, is laying the smackdown on liars. That's what's happening. Smackdown on liars. I mean, this is bad. So, when you have people, and Elmer Rupert's trying to drag it out of these clowns, they kept saying, we won't pass him down. He's been running for me ever since Virginia. First of all, how can you run from something you don't know that's down? Running. Mind you, these are the same people that won't get in front of you, but I'm running now. You see the mindset? But that is their reality, for real. It's literally their reality.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I sent him emails out. Brother, the number behind me on every video, 310-982-4226, and on Blog Talk is, that's Blog Talk, and then the regular phone number 615-688-3025.
Yeah.
I ain't hard to get in contact with. Every single message that come across, them sisters take a message and they put it on the board.
Yeah.
You ain't been trying to get in contact with me. So I make it easy for them. All right, since you won't pass the dial so bad, we'll pay for the venue. We'll get a moderator. If you don't like ours, you get one yourself. And we'll have it out face-to-face in a, hopefully, a civil.
Civil, yeah.
Can I use that word, civil?
Civil.
Civil. Civil. We'll be cordial.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Proper.
There we go. Proper. debate. You know. And if you choose to want to go the other way, we can go MMA, too.
Yeah.
While we having a debate. We go MMA, we go boxing, we go whatever the hell you want to do, we'll do it. But they ain't going to do it. They got all Israel stirred up. I mean, you got brothers. I mean, that people don't understand that there's a brotherhood amongst us in straightway that is closely knit together like the souls of Jonathan and David.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those things like if you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us.
Yes.
All of us. In case many of you people don't know, this is how we operate.
This is how we do it.
One person could come on this land and try to start something with just one of our brothers. And he gonna meet 20 pairs of boots.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's how we do. We believe in lethal force, overwhelming force. What we're dealing with is nothing short of cowards. That's the reason why I don't give them the time of day, because I already done laid out the prerequisites. All I got to do is, hey, face to face. We just got, just like you said earlier, Ron Young, as schizophrenic as his buddy is, and at least he will meet us face to face and do a debate. At least he will.
Yeah.
You can't say that about the rest of these folks. You can't do it. So what are the real true talking points today of this hour and day we're living in? What we have is we have a coalition of people who have a form of godliness, but they continue to keep denying the power. And what they want to do, in a nutshell, is to continue to keep the status quo going. In other words, they want their religious lies, their religious searching. To continue to keep going to deceive the hearts of the people, as they don't want the restoration of all things. Because the Most High, Yahshua told us that he was going to restore truth just before he comes. And we're watching it right before our very eyes. And these people are not interested in truth in the inward parts. Can't say it no better than that. Can't say it no better than that at all. Hey, Sabah, y'all want more? You good? You good? You all right, Sabah, bring one more double for Brother Sand and come refresh mine too, please. But we're dealing with misleading natures used to promote and publicize a particular religious point of view and perspective that we're not bringing the edification. Let's go ahead and tally this up. We're going to tally this up for a second, all right? Yahshua said in Mark 16, verse 17, he says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe." I mean, pull it up. I pull up my old trusty Bible right here for a second, too. Let's just pull it up and go on right on with it. Let's go to Mark. Everybody pick up your book, go to Mark, chapter 16. And let's go to verse 17. All right?
It's still there.
It's still saying. After all these years, man, it's still the same thing. I mean, I ain't seen the Mandela effect in this one yet.
No.
Have you seen the Mandela effect in this one? I ain't seen the Mandela effect in this one yet.
No.
It's been saying the same thing. I've been quoting it for so many years, man. I don't even have to look at it.
Red letter, too.
Red letter edition. That's got to be important. So let's tally this thing up and let's get rid of the pretenders. Let's get rid of the religious hoaxers. Let's get rid of all these. See, the people who believe that David is king and Messiah, you can already throw them to the side. Because they ain't got a lick of damn understanding whatsoever at all. They don't even understand the prophecies, man. I had somebody today, "Pastor Dow, can you explain to me?" He explained a damn thing to you. "Pastor, can you explain to me, please explain to me, what does it mean when the Messiah said, how you going to say, my Lord, sit down until I make thy enemies?" David said, "My Lord, said unto my Lord, make thy enemies thy footstool." See, that's the problem, Dave. The problem, Dave, you ain't got no preachers. What you got people want to eat off other people's table that don't want to do the midnight oil and do the dang study. Now, the answer was already in David's ordination when Samuel had already done called David. You can go find all the answers in just one chapter, and I'm going to give it to you, Israel. When you read in the book of Acts, when you read it over in the Psalms, I'm going to give it to you, all right? You go to 2 Samuel. Chapter 7. Everybody writing it down? Write it down. Verses 1 through 17. Pay particular attention to verse 10 and verse 13, and you're going to have your answer. It was already there in the prophecy. The Messiah was going to come through the lineage of David, and he was still going to be the son of the Most High Yah. Clear. I mean, even you people that don't even believe the New Testament, that should be clear cut to you.
It's written.
Don't you call what is written? Dang. It's unbelievable. But it says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe." Let's see. Does Madame Mary and our harem of concubines, along with what they call that booger, that jack leg, Thomas Murray. He said in my name they cast out devils. Who ever heard him do any good was casting out devils?
No.
What about Elder Bamboo out in California?
No accounts.
No accounts. No accounts. No proof. No nothing. What about R. Kelly?
Yep.
No. R. Kelly. None.
None.
So they don't believe. If we follow the line of thinking of the Messiah, they simply just don't believe. Because they said signs. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Follow them that believe. In other words, something that you'll be able to see. When you drive down the road, you see a stop sign. That sign is indicating you stop.
Stop.
Well, here's a sign. He says, in my name. And now everybody's going to argue about the name and stuff. You got people out here arguing about the name. Yahweh Shai. Yahuwah. 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 Ababa. Abuba. His name ain't this. His name ain't that. Ababa. And none of them, in all the names that they call out and call on, as if their tongue is going to twist some special way. And heaven going to answer. And heaven don't ever answer.
No authority.
They ain't got a lick of authority. Cast out death. You know, matter of fact, Yahshua said he was going to delegate authority to us.
Yes.
To those that is the people. He said they're going to cast out devils. So that already gets rid of 99% of the ministries in the world.
Definitely. Yes.
Just that one statement right there gets rid of 99% of people. Period. Then it says, and they shall speak with new tongues. Well, they're going to argue over that too. Bottom line is, that gets rid of the rest of it. It cleans it all up. It's that simple.
So simple.
You know, Michael Israel, bless his heart, he's learning a lesson. A hard lesson.
That's good.
Elmer Rubin's trying to tell him too. You know how it is, though. You just got to let people go through.
Let's go through.
But he's learning who his real true brothers and sisters are. Because every one of those so-called Hebrews, they were rocking with him. All of them. Yeah, they done kicked traces. Them fell by the wayside. Yeah. Fell by the wayside. They gone. They dust in the wind.
Yeah,
Kansas.
Hebrews.
They gone, brother.
Yeah.
Gone. Bamboozle. And then, if you notice, if you look at the latest picture of a meeting in Atlanta, we had all these particular speakers.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly all straightway now, which is fine with us. At least we know that people are going to get the truth and the truth straightway. Mm-hmm. That's all there's to it. But these lives are joined at the hip. That's what's real.
You're going to take away the faith of nation?
Everything. Everything. I did a little small teaching on Patreon earlier where I said all you got to do is go read the book of Acts and you'll literally see the same thing that is over in the book of Acts repeated just like today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people raise up and they bring up false witnesses. Lay things to our charge, we knew nothing. And I remember the story. I told them they y'all have to find the account so you can know it for yourself. But you remember when the work was going on, and they had one wise man stood up and said, let me tell y'all something. I'm going to paraphrase this and break it down in everyday language so everybody can comprehend and understand. He said, let me tell y'all something. If this be a work of Yah,
yes,
you better be careful what you're doing.
Very careful.
Because you cannot overthrow it.
No.
How many people have we seen rise up in the past, boast themselves to be something, draw away disciples after the whole step, and then they all ended up dispersed, and they all ended up scattered.
Yes.
Have we seen that before?
Yes, many times.
All end up dispersed and all end up scattered. They come to naught. He said, I'm going to give y'all some people words of advice here. You think you're fighting against men. You better be careful lest you find yourself fighting against Yah himself.
It's a fearful thing to fall into his hands.
Fearful thing. See what I mean? Ooh. These people think that they're fighting against us. They don't have no idea they're fighting against Yah. Because for over two decades, we watched people time in and time again. Way before YouTube was even, I mean, you have to understand, when we learned, it was a learning curve.
It was the sword.
It was burning the midnight oil. Yeah. It was studying. There wasn't no click of the button of Google.
Yeah.
There was no Facebook. There wasn't no internet with us. None of that. When we finally got internet, I think it was like, wait a minute. It was on it. Was it even on an MS DOS machine? It was 56K.
It was 56K.
Took about 10 minutes for one page. And you thought that was super bad. You thought that was super bad. And that came just before MS DOS. Many people don't know MS DOS. That's when we got this big old floppy disk. That floppy disk is about this thing big. Kind of like an 8-track. Most of you don't even know what an 8-track is. Then we go on. It took 10 minutes to load one page, and we thought that was lightning fast. What we learned, we got it from Yah.
Yes, definitely.
We didn't push no buttons to get there.
No.
We got it from Yah.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Real life experience. Yes.
And I can't tell you how many times over the decade you coming down. Yah gonna bring you down. Hey, I don't have no problem with that. You got a problem with that?
No.
Yah puts up.
Yeah.
And he puts down. If he gonna bring you up, he puts you up, puts you down. Hey, I ain't got no problem with whatever you wanna do. As long as I'm a doorkeeper in the house, yeah, as long as I get there. No problem with that. And every single one of them that so-called prophesied, that's what they did. They prophesied. Every single one of them done come to naught. Every single one of them don't even profess y'all no more. They're in the world. And you know what? That, I'm going to say the same thing about them as the word said about Judas. It'd been better for him not even have known the way. It would have been better for him to not even have met the Messiah. You talking to a ministry to where we have literally, I'm going to lay a resume, verifiable proof, where we brought somebody back from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We have watched miracle after miracle after miracle, and we ain't got to go back 20 years either.
No.
We can talk about it recently. We've had people cured of incurable diseases. We watched a tree that was getting ready to smash a house up here. We called on Jesus, stopped in mid-act, and stayed there at a 45-degree angle.
Yeah.
And the stump is still over there. Now, that Carol was bringing up something to eat and drink on a plate, man. She sit there watching, doing like this. Eyes got bigger than mine. That's pretty damn big. We sat and watched a young girl, get a paddock knocked out of her mouth and watched y'all restore that.
Yes.
We sat and watched a young boy run and fall on a mason jar glass and cut his wrist, sliced it from here to here, all the way to the bone.
Major.
Laid hands on it. He got the scar, but he still got 100% function.
Yes.
In his head. He's a grown man today. Ain't y'all good. We've also dug our own graves and buried our own Israelite saints that's gone on to be with y'all.
Yes.
They're sitting right up here in the cemetery. It didn't.
Yes.
Yeah, we done ourselves. The coroner asked us, do you have permission? You have a permit? I said, yeah, look up, damn it. And that was the end of that.
Yeah.
That was the end of that. And time would fail me. We ain't got enough time tonight. I'll be here till this time tomorrow.
Yeah,
telling you of everything that y'all done for us.
Oh, yeah.
That y'all has.
Yes.
You ever seen corn grow 16, 20 foot tall with ears all the way up it? You ain't never seen that. We got pictures.
Yes.
We got pictures. Oh, Pastor, I ain't no corn growing no 16, 20 foot. This one did it.
It was tall.
We got pictures, and you can't tell me it's Photoshopped either because this is Polaroid.
You're 2000, yeah.
Man! Saw a family come here with a woman, a little girl, teenager, born with one leg 3 inches shorter than the other. She was a teenager by the time they got here for God's gathering of the saints. Didn't y'all grow that thing out?
Oh, yes, it did.
Jesus grew that thing out.
Man. You know?
Grew that thing out right in front, and then when them people started screaming, hollering, crying, I've been waiting to see a miracle all my life. Well, damn it, they're showing you you're in the wrong damn place.
Wake up.
Some stiff-necked, stubborn people.
Yeah.
You would think after seeing something like that, they were like, okay, this is what y'all is.
Yeah.
Nah, don't move the hard-hearted people.
Ooh.
They'll come out for a survival meeting in a heartbeat. Come out for training, they'll drive hundreds of miles in a heartbeat,
yeah,
but won't come out for holiness.
Come out for nothing eternal.
Nothing. Nothing. Mother Carol, Sister Ashley, didn't want a job last night, too, by the way, on Sister Broadcast. Of course, Sister Ashley always do a good job. She always does a good job. Her and Sister Jennifer, superb. Superb job. What do you say when everything that you ever look for in a ministry in these end times is right here before your very eyes? I mean, you knew you'd been in the hypocrisy all your life, and you never could get any solstice where you were at. You know, you just couldn't get a clearance. It was like, man, dang, we're here, but this just ain't it. Well, now we're here, damn it. Y'all promised that he was going to give us in these last times, last days, that he's going to have a remnant. A remnant. I had somebody today on Michael Israel channel comment and say, he look at him. He got that Gentile woman. Who the hell says she's a Gentile? Just because her flesh is Caucasian. Let me see. She got the Holy Spirit, but your ass don't. And you know what I said to him? I said this. I said, isn't that amazing? I said, you going to talk crap like this, but you can't find one damn Israelite that's got the anointing and power and strength that our sisters got. Now, one damn sister, you can't find one damn woman out there in the whole of America that's got the wisdom, the knowledge, the comprehension, and the understanding, and the power that our sisters got in straightway. So shut your damn mouth up.
Yes, damn liars.
And if you do, let's test that both then. And it's a damn shame if she is a Gentile after your mindset that you claim to be Israel and you ain't, and I'm both are rejecting your ass by not giving you nothing.
Nothing.
You know what they told me? They said, did you hear the way that he talked to that man's wife? And one Israelite came in and said, what is his wife doing in there talking to him anyway? I said, finally got some soberness in here. You know, that really irks them woman when I tell them, you stay your damn tongue. You don't talk amongst men like this. You can talk to your husband like it, but I tell you what, I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia, and be the father's will next week. Bring your loud mouth ass over there and try to talk to me the way you do it from your church and your husband and see what the hell you get.
Need order.
Mm. See what you get then. Nobody care about this damn feminist agenda that y'all the hell got going on out here. This is a patriarchy.
Yes.
Period. This ain't no democracy. The man rules, period.
Definitely.
And people got problems with that. I guarantee one thing, when the damn bullets start flying and people start dying, you don't want a man in front of you. Ain't it right, woman? Man, I tell you what, man, since I've been back, it's been busy, though. We had Kabir's last week, and we watched Brother Bud hand a theologian his rear end. It's so sad. We had this week. Of course, Brother Zach Dow here, and the other brother, what's the other brother's name?
Brother Rabbi?
Yeah, Brother Rabbi. Brother Rabbi is here. Brother Rabbi, now he is what they term a Middle Eastern.
From Trinidad.
Yeah, Trinidad. Is he from Tobago? Trinidad. He's from Trinidad, though. The brother do got good spirit, too.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Damn good spirit. And then we got Atlanta next week. And then I ain't telling you where we go on from there. We'll be back, though. Be the Father's will. And I think it is will. But, you know, it's pretty sad, given the conditions and the time that we're living in today, with all of the hell that's going on out there in Christianity. Well, you got these people want to so-called expose us. We already exposed. Oh, I need to address this too. There's one guy out there named Issachar or something like that. Said he's getting together a coalition of people to curse Straightway and pass it out.
Don't do that.
Boy, that's a bad move.
Wrong move.
That
wrong.
Is a bad move.
Ignorant fellow.
If I can appeal to you,
don't do it.
With all of the appealing I've got in me, don't do that. You don't go messing around with people who know what they are doing. And you people don't know nothing about spiritual warfare.
No.
You know nothing, John Smith. You know nothing. You know nothing at all. There is no laws for your ass getting killed in spiritual warfare. Not on man's book.
So true.
Y'all hear me? You better leave folk like that. And then besides that, let me go ahead and really get the crux of the matter. How in the hell you gonna curse that which is blessed? There's this king trying to teach Balaam, they're trying to tell Balaam, curse Israel. And Balaam, man, I can't do that, man. You ever read a damn story of Balaam, damn it? What the hell? You can't.
Isn't
that correct? What? How in the hell you going to curse? You need to go read the steel cow. You cannot curse that which is blessed.
No.
Damn it. You stupid-ass fools. Damn. It is just madness what's going on today, man. Just
yes.
Total madness. That's why we just sit up there and look at y'all and just laugh our ass off. What the hell? But I promise you this, try to go spiritual warfare with us and see what happens. I'm trying to throw you a lifeline out there with all you ignorant people out there. It's one thing for you to sit up there and to throw out insults. Nefarious insults that is not even founded on truth. It's another thing for you to go against the law and bear false witness against your neighbor and slander. Y'all hear me? The slander of a city. But I'm telling you, you are overstepping your bounds. Do not let your ass write checks it cannot cash. Don't do it.
Definitely.
Don't come fooling with Straightway.
Never.
Don't you even let us get an inkling that you're trying to invoke some demonic spirits. Because you will, as the old saying goes, you're going to have hell,
whoa,
to pay. I promise you. We're going to find out. You will find out real quick, fast, in a hurry who the Messiah is siding with. Teach, can I throw a better lifeline to that?
No.
Can't throw no better. I'm trying my best.
Warning is given.
I'm trying my best. Warning always comes before destruction. Now, only by pride cometh contention. They're ready for. So we got all these people fighting against us. They're full of pride. And not only full of pride, envy. Full of envy. We bother y'all. We just some bulls out in the field eating grass. that fool. He mind his own business. Doing his thing.
Yes.
What in the world calls a wild hair to grow up in your ass? To think that you can do something contrary against nature and then go jump on this boat. It don't make sense. Dang, it don't make sense, man. The bull is content. He's eating. He got a whole land full of apples. Cowboy! Yippee-ki-yay! Boy! What the hell? Woo! And if we go on the safari, leave the lions alone. I'm going to tell you, can I run this down one more time before we break here for a second? I'm going to run this down for all you brand new people out there that don't know the story. I want y'all to listen to me very carefully. There is a difference between a domesticated lion and a lion born in the wild. You see, a circus lion.
Come on.
Are y'all hearing me?
All right.
A circus lion. You can put him in a cage, and a man can walk around and crack a whip.
Come on, talk it.
Open up his mouth, stick his head in it, and the crowd goes, tell him to roar.
Wenda, I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled LAFAYETTE 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
You know, the sad part about it is, man, is that these people, man, I think it's the GMOs. For real, I think the food is literally altering and modifying not only the minds but the consciousness of people today, where they just don't have any sense.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? I mean, a baby has no sense of direction.
Right.
They will walk right out in the street. They don't know that them cars could run them over and kill them or nothing like that.
Right.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
They don't know that, man, because they have not been matured yet. They have not been through a maturation process to understand the dynamics and the dangers of life.
Right.
You know, their mind is at a certain state. That's what I think is going on today.
Yes, sir.
I think that Christianity has been so much of a drug that when people convert over from Christianity and by mental assent or with their mouth, they say they're Israelites or Israel, that they literally, truly have not left the mindset of their training.
Yes, sir.
They're still trying to function the same way while trying to be Israel.
Yes, sir.
That's why the Apostle Saul said it best, that not everyone who says Israel is Israel.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he knew it back then. So why is it that we're having trouble trying to figure this thing out today? These people ain't Israel, man. They ain't no way. They don't have the character. They don't have the traits. They don't have the anointing. They don't have nothing that agrees with them that says that they're literally Israel.
Right.
Nothing. The only thing they have is words dripped off the edge of their mouth and saying, I'm this, I'm that, I'm that. Well, damn, you got people out there, grown folks call themselves, I'm a dog. So they go by their costume, walk around, bark like dogs and piss like dogs. They claim they're dogs. I mean, you got people out here transgender. I'm trans. I'm trans man, trans woman. I'm trans, trans. And they believe that stuff.
Right.
Mental defect.
Yes, sir.
Demons. Mercy. Anyway, we'd like to call it you. This right here is the call it you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Is it like this every week?
Every week, yeah.
Oh, mercy.
Every week, yeah. That's why I have to cut it off sometimes. If I don't,
right,
I won't be able to go to bed in time.
Right.
You know, get some rest. You know, be able to bring the message on Shabbat. All right. Guest calling number 310-924-226. You may or may not hear an automated voice. Not my trouble, not my issue or trouble or problem. I mean, I pay for it. You hear a woman, if you do. Or if you don't hear a woman, either way it goes, after she welcomes you to Blog Talk Radio, you're now listening to the show or whatever, hit number one, you'll be in the caller queue. You will hear me call your area code. You hear me call your area code? I will give you just a small space of time, listen to me very closely, to take your cell phone off speaker or you'll get away from your computer and talk to me directly on the phone. Reason being, we don't need any side talk. We don't need any interference. We don't need any of that. We need to be able to hear you because you may or may not ask a question. May, more likely, there's someone else wanted to ask. But we can't hear you if we got a fight against confusion, rumbling, side tone, distortion. You're coming in broken and distorted. We can't do that. So then I have to hang up the phone, And the chances are you may not even be able to get in or call with you for me to get your questions answered. I mean, that's one reason why we open it up here. Everybody will try to get it to the back down. They're so back down. They're trying to reach back down. They're man back down. And then somebody trying to talk back down in the bed. And you look back down. I will talk back down. I got to talk to the back down. Till back down. I will go to back down. And then I talk back down. Go down. I will go back down. And you look back down. Then back down. I will be on the back down. And you look back down. I will talk back down. I will go to the back down. I will miss you back down. And back down. I will talk to you. I will go back down.
I'm not gonna make it.
Well, damn it, here I am. Damn it. I hope we get the instructions, and I hope this is really not too hard. Sister Tina, don't you keep up on this dang line that long, sister. I hope you listen to me. Ask your question. Make it short. I'm going to pull you in, okay? Don't give me no dissertation or no thesis. Sister Tina, Virginia, call number 276-276. It's Pastor Dowell. You're on the Serpentine 2 radio broadcast. How can I help you, sister?
Shalom. I also want to say Shabbat Shalom and to all my brothers and sisters. And I also want to say, like, I called sister the other day, and I just want to say that I've never seen anything negative about you. Like, in my video feed and YouTube, like, I've seen all like positive things about you, and I know y'all's anointed. And I wish I'd seen you in my early 20s because, but y'all's always on time, and no matter what we go through, and no matter what happens in our life, y'all are still faithful, good, and just.
Hallelujah.
And
you are correct.
And I want to thank Brother Steve, Sister Wenda, Sister June, Sister Amy, and another sister. I don't know if I pronounced her name right. Sister Brianna, I can't think of her name right. I want to thank them for staying up with me last night and helping me try to cast out demons. And I hope that I'll be able to come to Passover and have hands laid on me and be baptized the right way. And I love all of y'all straight way and bless y'all in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Tina. May the Most High God grant you your wishes. In the magnificent name of Jesus Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. The King coming. Let's go to Florida. Call number 407. 407 Florida. Brother Terrence, it's Pastor Dowell. You're on the Serpentine 2 radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Florida?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom. Man, Brother Terrence, you're coming in clear, man. What are you speaking on?
I'm speaking on this little Metro PCS phone I have.
Hey, you like Metro PCS is the way to go then, because, man, you're coming in crystal clear.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Signal strong here. I'm actually currently in Jacksonville right now. We're going to be fellowshipping with Brother Michael Israel here at the Straightway Florida. Yes, sir.
Good.
Oh, I also wanted to let you know I have 19 days until I graduate from nursing school.
Man, you're on a downswing, so I know you can make it, right? Because we got quite a few nurses in the ministry, so you can do it, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the Most High has allowed me. I'll be graduating debt free, actually. So I owe no money.
Hold on, brother. Hold on. You want the long trumpet or the short trumpet?
We could do the long.
All right. Isn't that beautiful? Who can say something against that? Isn't that not beautiful?
And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
Brother, you just made my Shabbat evening right here by saying you're going to be able to graduate this school and do it debt-free, brother. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. This is an exciting time for me and my family. Words cannot describe this feeling. And just, you know, your ministry and your work, you and the brothers on the sisters in the ministry, we are so blessed just to be a part of everything going on with Straightway. You know, we visited your ministry after listening for 2 months.
I remember you.
You remember? Oh, yes, sir. But we knew when we heard you, it was the truth. And hallelujah, you know, the truth has set us free. I did have a question for you, Pastor.
Let's hear it.
So I'm still learning about spiritual warfare and everything going on. I know you were talking about Psalms 35 and Psalms 109, and I know we pray those from time to time. Whenever we come against opposing forces, those who are praying against us, cursing against us. But I just had a question about Yeshua. In the Gospels, he was speaking to the disciples, and he was talking about what does it say here? But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. I just wanted some clarification and some understanding. You can enlighten me. I would love it.
Sure. You ready?
Yes, sir.
You remember when Yahshua came, he told everybody clearly that he was not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So he was speaking about the Israelites. They at times get out of pocket. They become enemies. They shouldn't be enemies.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, your brethren and your sisters that are there in the faith with you, you bless them to curse you, continually to be an example for them. Those that persecute you. Tell my brothers and sisters, remember, he told us don't go in the way of the Gentiles, in the way of Samaritans and all these other people. Don't enter God, but only to the lost sheep of Israel. So when he was speaking to Israel, he was talking about your brothers and sisters that may have conflict or contrary opinion with you. Them are the ones that you don't curse. Them are the ones that you bless as enemies. He's not bringing out a blanket statement to the damn Gentiles and the Romans and everybody else in the world that desires death for them.
Yes, sir.
Does that make
That's
you
very
sense?
Clear. I understand. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
So sometimes in Israel, you have conflict amongst brethren. And you know, sometimes it takes time for it to get resolved, and you have that conflict, and they become enemies. You don't want them to become enemies, but they, you know what I mean? But that is what he's talking about when he says, do good to them. He's talking about the house of Israel. Remember, it's always about Israel.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I understand. It was very clear.
Yes, sir. You are welcome.
That's all, Pastor. That's all I had for tonight. You answered my question,
my
and I just want to say bless you.
Brother Michael Israel, best of the call. You and them down there, man. They're doing the good work. They're standing.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Telling you, they have shown
sir.
Themselves to be true Israelites. I'm telling you, they're doing it, brother.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Bless you and your family. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
You know, we really got to get this, though. There is a us and there's a them. You know, the Bible talks like that. There's a us and a them. And the people need to know what that distinction is.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I love you.
Yes, sir.
But I don't give a shit about your family.
Right.
Because they're outside of the faith.
Right.
Yahshua ain't calling them into it. Right. They don't keep his law, statutes, and commandments. But you do.
Yes, sir.
You my brother. They ain't my brother. You understand what I mean? You get it.
Yes, sir.
That's just the way it is, man. And people, they got to be able to cross over Israel like Jacob. They got to be able to understand and comprehend this from a biblical perspective. Let's go to Indiana. Call number 317. This is Pastor Dowell, Unit Servitude Radio Broadcast. How can I help you?
Bless you, Pastor. This is Brother Lee from House of Daniel, straight with Indiana.
Brother Lee, how you doing, my brother?
You know, we blessed. We blessed over here, Pastor. We just sitting here listening to you. Good. Everything's good over here. Now, I didn't call anything. I just want to say bless you. We pray for your strength, man. And whatever you do, we got you back 100%.
Oh, I know that. Hey, Brother Lee. My aunt, I mean,
yes,
you know,
sir.
Brother Myron, man, he, Boy, he sent me through a torture chamber, but my shoulder is better. I need for him to actually work on it a little bit more, man, and I think it will get there. But, man, this old man, dang, I'm 53, man.
Man, you got more strength than you can imagine.
Man, that's a reality, bro. Lee, I'm now 53 damn years old, man. That just hit me.
Yes.
I'm 53 years old. Man, I'm telling you, brother, I threw up at 335 with ease the other day, and I wasn't even trying. I just thought, let me just fool around and just see what I can do. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I ain't trying to keep up with y'all, man. Y'all trying to kill somebody. You know what I mean? I'm up there trying to kill somebody. Them Myron and Daniel and Brandon and Lee and all that. They're trying to kill folk, brother. Y'all should call me 20 years ago.
We would have been able to hang in. But we just call it bless you, Pastor. That's all.
Man, I love y'all. You know, y'all need to do more of y'all Facebook Sabbath evening broadcast when y'all can.
Yes, sir.
Because y'all do a real good job. Y'all are reaching an audience. Because y'all have it all mixed in, you and Rob and Daniel and all y'all, and Brother Samuel, y'all got a good thing going there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, my brother. Y'all be encouraged, okay?
Yes, sir. Bless you, Pastor.
Bless you, my son. Shabbat shalom. All right, let's go to Florida. Call number 772. Florida 772. Brother Dex is his name. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight With You radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Hey, Pastor Dow, how's it going?
We all right. Blessed are the Most High Yah and highly favored. How can I help you?
Amen, amen. So I had a question coming from a brother on the Sabbath, because that's one of the things that I'm talking with my brothers on here about and how to honor it. So we read that there's no starting a fire on a Sabbath. So he then asked me, you know, what do we eat? So I told him I buy my food prior, keep it in the fridge, and then I warm it up. So he goes, well, isn't using a microwave starting a fire? I was like, oh, that's a good point.
Whoa. First of all, this brother who you say is a brother is asking these kind of questions. Are they really truly an Israelite?
Well, he's actually been keeping the Sabbath longer than me. And,
oh, really?
Why
is he making a mock over the Sabbath then?
Well, I think it was a mock. I thought it was a general question because he was trying to figure it out because they've both been keeping it longer than me. But what they were doing was at 6 o'clock, one was 6 o'clock, one was 6:30 every day. That's how they did it. So what I was using was like a time map that just showed me when the sun went down. But then when I went to the feast days, I was like, oh, I have to physically look at the sun and see when it goes down. Okay, that makes sense. So it's little stuff like that to where we have some differences in how we're doing stuff and we're just trying to get some continuity in the group.
Do y'all even know, do you know what the word kindle means?
Kindle?
Yeah, Kindle. K-I-N-D-L-E, Kindle.
Oh, Kindle. Yeah, to start a fire?
There you go, to light or set a fire. You got that right?
Yes, sir.
And when you go and you look at the whole of the law in the scriptures, it tells you that you should not kindle a fire on what? On the Sabbath day.
On the Sabbath.
Now, I want you to follow me. Are you listening to me very closely?
Yes, sir.
See, because chances are y'all live in a city, you don't have a wood stove, do you?
No, sir.
Do you live in a tent to where outside of your tent there is an area where you actually have a fire burning that you roast and cook your meals on, yes or no?
No, sir.
Okay. So, let's come from people who have the knowledge and understanding, those of us who live like it straightway. We know what kindling the fire is. You see, kindling a fire on the Sabbath means to start a fire. If you are already in a preparation day and you already done had a fire going, you've already done put logs on it. Let's just say that we go out in the field, okay, and we have a tent outside, we have a place where we have designated where we're going to cook our food, all right? So we're here, the fire is already lit, we put logs on it. Are we starting a fire when we put logs on the fire that has already been kindled? No.
No, sir, you're
not
maintaining the fire.
There you go. There you go. See, that's the wisdom of the law. See, but it takes those who live it and understand it. Now, watch this. Say you go to bed at night. You wake up in the morning. It would be you have a wood stove or eat out here on the outside. All right? And watch this. And the stove seems to allegedly go out. You know just as well as I do, even if you know just a little bit about survival. Just a little bit about it. All you got to do is take a stick, go stir the coals, and pile them up, and guess what would happen? The fire, because it has oxygen, everything you need, it will automatically start in itself, so you do not have to kindle a fire. Am I making sense?
Yes, sir, you're making perfect sense.
Now, we just going way back here. Now, there were no damn microwaves in Egypt. There were no damn microwaves in the wilderness. You follow me? So we can't use those modern-day conveniences talking about that type of a fire. We're going back to what it said, to the original. Does that make
sense? Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
So what people do is they try to modernize the scripture, and they try to get things to fit what's in their own mind and conscience, what they can equate their experience with truth without knowing the essence of the way things originated from the very beginning. So when they read this stuff, they try to apply exegesis rather than exegesis. They try to import the meaning into the text from their own experience rather than reading the meaning out of the text for what it actually says. Am I making any more sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
I know my English may not be proper. Excuse me. I'm outside of my native language and native tongue and land, but I'm speaking the best that I can. At least I think I can communicate.
Oh, you're doing a great job, Pastor Bob. As usual.
Hey, my brother. So that's your answer, brother. So, man, tell them they need to learn how to put this thing to rest. And then tell them to please go read Exodus chapter 31, verse 17 and 18, and realize that this Shabbat is a test. Always has been, always will be. It is a sign for those of us that are true Israel.
Well, that's good, because I sent the blog some link to both of my brothers, so hopefully they both are done, and you know, that way they could hear it from the horse's mouth. And like you said, we can lay it to rest and keep serving the Lord as best we can.
Keep on driving on, my brother.
Yes, indeed. See you guys at Passover. Thank you, Pastor Don. Have a great day.
All right, my brother. Shabbat Shalom. Faith come out here. Hearing come out of the word of Yah. And how can he hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? As it is written. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel and bring glad tidings of good things. Texas. Sister Avis. Avias, call number 254. I may have your name wrong. Hey, I'm sorry. I try my best. 254. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Serpentude Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shalom, shalom, Pastor Dowell.
Shalom, sister.
Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
It is pronounced Avis.
Avis. All right.
And,
thank you.
Yes, yes. And I'm going to make this real quick. I left Christianity about a year ago. I had heard about Hebrew Israelites in Chicago, where I'm from. I relocated to Fayetteville, North Carolina, so I'm fellowshipping with Brother Gideon. And I just want to shout out to Brother Michael Israel and Sister Koya, because in my search for truth, I was listening to five other Hebrew Israelite camps, congregations, or whatever, and he kept mentioning Straightway and Pastor Dowell. So when I clicked on Straightway Truth, one of the first videos that I watched, you were speaking about why I am not a Christian. And that kind of drew me in. So for about a year, I've been doing what I call a Hebrew Saints investigation, sort of like a CSI. And
yeah,
kind of
like
say,
doing due diligence.
Yes, sir, exactly. So on this past Shabbat, I believe you were at Straightway Praise Land with Brother Kabir, and you preached a sermon about the three voices. One will be my own voice. Two would be the devil, and three would be the truth. So immediately thereafter, on Sunday, it just so happened that popped up on my YouTube, the Elder Michael Johnson situation. So immediately I thought to myself, well, wow, what do? I can't go back out into Christianity. So that was my voice. The voice of the devil was the Michael Johnson and those people. And the third voice of truth is what I've been listening to you for the past 6 months. So every time I click on one of your videos, it's very relevant to what I'm dealing with now and what I've dealt with in the past. So I just want to say praise Yah for what you're doing. Keep your head up. The sisters there, I've been connecting with sister to sister and the help meets. I've been in Christianity for 50 years, and then Sister Ashley said something this week that really, really blessed my soul. She said, thank Yah that I didn't end up there. I started there, but I didn't end up there. So I am so elated to be a part of the Straightway family, and I will be driving down to meet Sister Koi and Brother Michael Israel and yourself, if possible, some of my new Straightway family members. So all praises to the Most High. We need to just keep on keeping on, stay the course. Don't look to the left, don't look to the right, because Yah has a plan for all of us. Amen? Praise Yah.
Hallelujah. Bless you, my sister. Wonderful hearing from you. My brother, of the silk, he knows what that means. You can ask him if you want to. You're in good hands. Watch over Gideon, all right? Watch over my brother. You know, it's simply amazing, isn't it? It's simply amazing that once people do their own independent research and their own due diligence, but you have to have the scriptures there in front of you. You know, Yah said, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You got to have it in front of you, because if you don't, you're going to walk in darkness. You're going to walk in darkness, and you got to have it. How are you going to be able to test everything? How are you going to be able to prove all things? Hold fast to that which is good if you don't have the word that lights the path in front of you. How are you going to know them that are the truth from error? You're real truth, brothers from son. I mean, yeah. Sister, I'm glad that you're continuing on in the journey and you're still in the faith and continuing on in the faith. It is just a wonderful thing. You know, let me say this before I go to the next call. Yah know them that are his. And no matter what tactics that the devil employs, he is not going to ever, ever get the remnant. We're predestined. We're already ordained to eternal life. He's put a spirit in us. Remember I went over that in Yezekiel last week online? I went over in Jeremiah. He put the ruach in us that causes us, that compels us to obey him. He's ministering to us. He's putting thoughts in our mind to agree with the truth. Isn't that beautiful? Mississippi, call number 601. 601, this is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Mississippi?
Shabbat Shalom, my shepherd. How are you?
Shabbat Shalom. Who am I speaking with?
This is Brother Derek. I'm actually in Houston. I still got a Mississippi number, though.
Ah, I got you. How you doing, Brother Derek?
I'm doing well, Pastor. I'm blessed.
Oh, Brother Derek, run his step on us, man.
I just wanted to come on real quick, Pastor, and just give y'all all the glory real quick. I came on Sons of Jacob last week and made the announcement. But all praise to the Most High Yah that he increased my home this past Tuesday and blessed me with seed, blessed me with a healthy baby boy. It was an all-natural home birth. And I give all glory to the Father for that, because with my daughter and my wife's last pregnancy, we were still in the world. And we had a considerable lack of faith, and we didn't know the real Jesus. So during that birth, we relied on the wisdom of man, and we gave fear place in our hearts. And she ended up getting a C-section. They admitted her to the hospital, said she had preeclampsia and all this other stuff. And we gave place to that. She had an emergency C-section. So my daughter was born about 5 weeks early. And so that was their situation. So when I came into the faith, that's when I learned who the real Jesus was. And that's when I saw the power of the Ruach. And it reminds me of what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 when he said, my speech was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
Come on, brother.
And I saw that demonstration. I saw that power. So when my Shy, when she got pregnant again, I made it up in my mind that I was no longer going to rely on the wisdom of man, but I was going to put my faith in Yah. And I want to give a real quick shout-out as well to Brother Rashad and his house out there in Tennessee, because I'll never forget this past Pentecost when he got up and gave his testimony. And it's real similar to the testimony that I'm having now. And at that time, it was early on in my wife's pregnancy, but I knew I was going to have that same testimony. I had faith, and my faith never wavered. My Shia's faith never wavered. And I knew that when it came time to deliver this baby, we was going to have that same exact testimony. And I just want to thank Brother Rashad for getting up and sharing that. I want to send blessings to his household because that inspired me, and that just reinforced the faith that was already there. But what I was seeing from you, Pastor Dow, from Pastor Corey, and all of my elders, and just like Paul said in the very next verse, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of Yah. So that's where our faith was, and we relied on the power of Yah to see us through this, because you know by the world standard, Pastor, that they call it a VBAC. So it's a vaginal birth after a cesarean section, C-section.
Right, right. I was just getting ready to mention that, bro, because you're right. Usually a woman, after she has a C-section, she's slated to not ever be able to have a vaginal birth. But go ahead.
Right, and I said to hell with that, because my brother got the testimony. I done seen hands get laid on, wounds in the womb open up so seed can come forth. I done seen too many miracles in this ministry, and I know Yah is real, and I know his power is real. So that's what I was leaning on. And we had a healthy home birth with no intervention. We didn't have not one doctor's appointment. We didn't go to not one hospital, not one consultation with the heathen. We just completely relied on Christ. We completely relied on the Ruach. And we delivered a healthy baby boy. I was able to catch my seed, and it was just a beautiful experience. And I want to give a quick shout out to Brother Greg and his Ashai, Sister Correll, and Brother Jason, and his Ashai, Sister Lucia down here in Houston. Also, they were there with me. They assisted me in the birth, and I just bless them, man, for their knowledge and their wisdom from Straightway in general, you know. Because I know where they learned from, I know where they got it from. So I just want to send blessings to them. Also to Elder Mitchell and his Ashai Sister Erica as well, because she answered a lot of my Ashai's questions. She gave her all the right information that she needed. And I also want to bless Deacon Bell and his household, because Sister Ashley let us know what my Ashai needed to be eating in the recovery process after the delivery. And this past fourth day, I circumcised them on the eighth day, and that was a beautiful process. All glory to the King for that. And I just want to say, bless you, Shepherd. Bless all of my double blessings to you, my pastors, my elders, my deacons, and my teachers. I'm so grateful to be a part of this ministry, and I'm gonna be here forever. There's no other way for me to go, and I just wanted to come on and let all of Straightway rejoice with me and give y'all the glory. So that's all I got for you, Pastor. I ain't gonna take up too much of your time.
Bless you, my brother. Glory to the King. Shabbat Shalom. Got something for you after I hang up this phone, man. Just beautiful. Let's go back to the children.
You know, the children know his name.
And he shall be called Advocate, Lamb of God, the Resurrection and the Life, Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, Judge, Lord of Lords, Man of Sorrows, Head of the Church, Master, Faithful and True Witness, Rock, High Priest, the Door, Living Water, Bread of Life, Rose of Sharon, Alpha and Omega, True Vine, Messiah, Teacher, Holy One, Mediator, the Beloved, Branch, Carpenter, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, Image of the Invisible God, the Word, Chief Cornerstone, Savior, servant, author, and finisher of our faith, the Almighty, everlasting Father. Shiloh, Lion of the tribe of Judah, I am, King of kings, Prince of peace, Bridegroom, only begotten Son, Wonderful Counselor, Emmanuel, Son of Man, Day Spring, the Amen. King of the Jews, Prophet, Redeemer, Anchor, Bright Morning Star, the Way, the Truth, and the Life, Jesus Christ.
You got that right. And don't ever get it wrong either. You know how much faith it takes to be able to step out like that? No, no, no. We're in it. We're definitely in it. And everybody needs to really, truly comprehend and understand that you're looking at the people. When you read about the prophets of old, Moshe, Samuel, Yezekiel, Jeremiah, Malachi wrote about it in the Kings. Yeshayahu, Ezra. You go over into the renewed, Berit Kadoshah. You talk about Shimon Kepler, Saul, Marcus. All these men, and I would say every single one of them, pale in comparison to the Messiah. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the kingdom. Now we're in this generation, and now you have Straightway. And my name is Ra'ah, Pastor Dow, Charles Dow. And you have elders, you have teachers, you have brothers, you have sisters, walking in the same spirit, same vein. We're supposed to have people fighting against us. We are literally the people of the book. Literally, we are. What difference does it make? So what if people can't produce faith? And so what if they doubt us? And so what if they're gainsaying? Who gives a damn? We know who we are. We know who we trust in. We know who we believe. And he answers every single time. Every single time he does. I think what we need to do is do an evaluation of our own soul and every man search his own heart to see exactly where he is in the faith. And that's just the truth. We need to know that we know that we know that we know that we know in who we believe in. So these powerful, strong testimonies that are coming from these true Israelites, to Yah be all the glory. Thank you, Jesus, for every single testimony and the strength that you've given us because you've been part of your Ruach HaKodesh inside of us to be able to live in this world going against wind and tide. What a blessing. What a blessing it is to be called a true Israelite. What an experience we get to have on this earth right now that angels are going to be able to look in and ask us about our experience to be able to stand with the King and to believe even though we have yet never seen. Let me finish this broadcast one more time, get you a mailing address, what we call it tonight. Be the Father's will. I'll see y'all in the morning.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Man, I often ask myself, how in the hell does Sister Wenda talk like that? So proper, man. I need some help, man. I mean, she talks with so much clarity and just every word is precision. And anyway, all right, bless y'all. Hey, I love y'all. More importantly than that, the King does. Stay true to the King. I tell you what, I'm going to take one more phone call. All right, and then out there we're going to call it. Brother Vincent, Texas, call number 310-310. It's Pastor Dowell. You are on the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Vincent?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. How are you?
Shabbat shalom, Marine. How you doing?
I am doing blessed and highly favored in the Most High YAH. Pastor, I'm going to be real quick. First of all, I love you. I love the ministry. I saw Brother Derek's face in that testimony along with Maya Shai. We were there for that birth. I wanted to confirm that. What a beautiful thing. And I've got, if you would allow me, I want to sing one verse, just one verse of that psalm that Pastor Corey had on the when he was talking about that Rejoice message, about that song he sang, We Sing Praises to Your Name.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Sing.
Okay. We sing praises to your name, O YAH, praises to your name, O YAH, for your name is great and worthy to be praised. Because he's worthy, Pastor.
You better believe it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all I got for you, Pastor. Bless you, and we love you.
All right, brother. Bless you. Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, shabbat shalom. People say, well, man, what in the world? If you have a song, sing a song. If you have a hymn, sing a hymn. Ain't that what the book says?
Yes, sir.
Man, you got a song, sing it. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Israel, I want y'all to be encouraged. Don't worry about these bastards out here. I mean, really, for real, bastards. Don't worry about them. Stay the course. I want y'all to listen to me. You will suffer loss to follow Messiah. That's how you know you're in the real true Messiah. But you will also gain like never before. Whatever the world and all of his natural family and all that other shit that they got out there to offer, it don't mean a damn thing. The one thing about the Messiah and those that are true Israel, the Messiah says this. I want you to listen to me very closely. Because the one thing that people will love more than anything is security, right? He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. That's Israel. That's true Israel testimony. You can't say that about them natural family who's got a mental ascent of what they call love. They'll forsake you. They'll leave you. They'll throw your ass under the damn bus. Not real true Israel. No greater love than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Think the way Israel rocked. Mm-mm. We've already laid our life down. Gave up the damn life of sin. So it ain't no problem laying down our life for a true Israelite. No, and going to the kingdom too? Man, no way possible. We're going to stay the course. And understand this. Because Yah's dealing with you, that don't mean he's dealing with everybody else. You be thankful, you be grateful that your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. With that said, I bless each and every last one of you in the sweet, precious, and strong, and victorious, and mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Shabbat Shalom. See you tomorrow morning, be the Father's will, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. The King is coming.